from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Dear listener, we have a hot topic this week, and that hot topic is data science. And we are delighted to be joined by someone who is really knows their onions when it comes to data. So I'm going to let Nigel be the interviewer. No difficult questions here. And I'm going to let Martin, you introduce yourself as our special guest. And thank you for joining us on the podcast this week.
Sure, thanks for having me. So I'm Martin Dewson. So I'm a co-founder of DataCamp. DataCamp is an online interactive learning platform for data science. And our mission is basically to make data science accessible to everyone. So we were founded around 2014 in Belgium, of all places. But today we have offices in New York and London as well. So in total, we've educated over 4 million data science enthusiasts, data science learners, of which we also educated over 1,300 enterprise businesses that use DataCamp to upskill their workforce.
And Martin, you live and are based in New York, is that correct?
That's correct. Since end of 2017,
you moved. That's very interesting. So you are right. You're right in the heart of it, in New York. That's really good. Now let's just understand, what is data science? Can you give us a succinct answer to that question?
Okay. So data science helps businesses to make decisions based on data. And it's not necessarily need to be complex. You can, with some simple analysis, you can already derive a lot of information from data. And it's really touching every industry. What we see is you have HR teams using machine learning to screen profiles, digital advertising. They get all of data from Facebook, from YouTube, from whatever area there is today. And so what you do as a data scientist or someone who's data savvy is you use that data and you try to make better decisions, try to do your job better, actually.
Okay. So if I know nothing, say I'm in an HR team and I think that analytics would be useful for my career, what have I got to do? Have I got to do a doctorate? Have I got to do a two-hour program? What would you say I would need, or someone like me in HR would need, to be a functioning, useful data scientist?
Well, I'm a bit biased, so I would say go to datacamp.com. What we believe is that everyone can learn data science. A data science degree, like from an academic institution, is not necessary to become a data scientist. We have some great stories from that from some of our customers, also internally, where, for example, one of our customers retrained a customer service rep, so a customer service representative, using our courses, and she became a full-blown data scientist.
How long did that take, Mike? Did that take a month, a week, a year?
I would say it depends on, at minimum, probably 6 months. If you foresee a 6 months to a year, and you do it in your evenings during the weekend, you should become pretty dangerous in the field of data science.
And you could get a job and be a credible member of a team with a data science expertise.
Yes, you're probably not a full-blown data scientist, but you're...
Functioning.
Yes, you're functioning, you're strong enough so that if you are paired with... if you get access to data, you'll be able to derive useful insights from it. The thing is, companies have so much data today, they're barely scratching the surface. So there's a lot of low-hanging fruit.
And is your advice, if you were talking to a group of people in an organization, let's say you're talking to the HR team, would you say that that team is much better off having an HR specialist retrain and develop data science ability than buying in a data scientist from outside who knows nothing about the climate, the environment, and the function in itself? So do you think that there should be more people in more teams, in more companies who've got that basic grasp of data science?
We really believe in the democratization of data science. And that means that basically everyone in an organization has at least some data analytical skills. For some, it's just understanding them so that they're dangerous in a room with data scientists. For some, is it's doing their own analysis. So to answer your question, what I would do is, like, let's say you have a 5-person HR team. Rather than picking one person who should become fluent in data scientists, I would let all five of them do a series of courses. Some will go a bit further than others, and make sure that they can all work with the data. Because I really believe that it's not that hard, and you can get so much insights from some basic using some basic analytics.
What you're saying is essentially this is a core competence for the future. This isn't something that you leave to a very small elite group.
Yes,
it's like what we do all day. It's a part of what we do all day.
Yes, and it's you see that more and more. Just like 10 years ago, you needed to have Word and Excel skills on your resume. My belief is that, or our belief at DataCamp is that today or 5 years from now, everyone needs to have some kind of data analytical competencies.
Yes, and I think that is a kind of very positive message in a way, that you're saying it's not scary if you start to embrace it. And I love the expression you used, you can be dangerous in the room with data scientists. And yes, that is one of the things that is missing, that there are not enough people who can be dangerous in the room with data scientists. They defer too easily and openly to the specialists, to the so-called experts. But what you're saying is, as a generic skill, if you're going to function, whatever department you're running, however you're going to function, you have to have some knowledge and some competence in this area so you can be dangerous in the room, and therefore you can get the best out of the data that is there, what you need from it, rather than what someone tells you you need or someone tells you you can have. So you're putting people in control, essentially, aren't you?
Yeah, it's all about asking the right questions.
Yes.
Like, data science is about asking the right questions, whether to yourself when you analyze it or to maybe the expert in the rooms when it's more complicated. But if you ask the right questions, you get so far. But that needs a certain basic understanding.
Yes, I think that's right. And no one should be afraid of getting that basic understanding. That's what you're saying. No one should think it's too complicated. No one should think it's above them. No one should think that it's highly, highly specialist and they require 3 years off work in order to get a basic understanding. A basic understanding is a core competence for working in organizations now and in the future. That's basically the message, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. If I can do it, everyone can do it.
Yeah, and that's very, very positive. Now, let's just talk about what you do as a data scientist. Obviously, you've got data, but data without tools that allow you to manipulate data is not too helpful. And that's basically the position where everyone is. Everyone has lots of data, and what they use is a teeny subset of that data because that's the only stuff they know how to deal with. For example, people work with LMSs and user experience platforms, and all they do is look at somebody did this and completed it, when there's a whole bunch of data pouring out the back that would allow you to get a much more profound understanding of what's actually going on. But because that's not what people know. So is it essentially what you're doing is helping people choose the right tools that can help that analysis and end up displaying the analysis in a dashboard, in a graphical form that everyone can understand? So is it essentially about tools?
It's a mix. So it's about, okay, on the one end, you have the skills, the topics, and on the other end, you have the tools. So for example, you can, machine learning is a very hot topic, or artificial intelligence. And there are underlying statistical mathematical models, and they do not depend on the tool. It's like you can use any type of calculator to do 1 + 1 = 2. Like, it's the same there. So we learn people the general concepts or the underlying concepts. So that's one. The second thing is then the tools. And the tools depend a little bit on your level of proficiency. So you can go rather deep and learn yourself how to code. So in data science, there is a large group of people that do coding, so actually writing out in languages like Python, R, so these are programming language, and writing their own functions, their own data analytics, their own visualizations, as you said. Now, luckily, there are a lot of tools built on top of that, or tools that make abstract of this writing your own code. And then you're going into tools like, for example, a Tableau, which is pretty well known. More advanced ones are Alteryx. So people use those tools as an abstraction layer to more easily access the data.
I'd say, Martin, do you cover the gamut? So for example, if I wanted to learn about Tableau, hey, DataCamp can help me. If I actually wanted to learn how to code in Python, hey, DataCamp can help me. Do you cover that spectrum?
Yeah, so the way that we look at it is there's something called the data science workflow. It starts from learning how to program, learning how to manipulate your data, the statistics behind it, visualizing it and reporting. So we try to learn people that entire flow, and a student can choose themselves how deep they want to go into it.
That is a very interesting concept, the data analytics workflow. I think if more people had that concept in their head, it becomes far less daunting as a process. Because if you're in the flow, you can choose the point at which you know enough to be intelligent and able to make intelligent decisions. Or you want to turn it into your career, in which case you need to go much further down the flow. But that is a very interesting concept, and I think we should hold on to that. That basically, data analytics starts at A and runs all the way to Z, and you have to choose at what point you feel you've got enough expertise to go to the next stage. And that might be that you have a better conversation, you're dangerous in the room with a data scientist, or you can do basic analysis and leave the more specialist analysis to other people, or you want to get in there and code and recreate a whole data analytics universe dedicated to what your company or your department is doing. Is that a rough summary?
That's a very good summary. And I would add to that that to start doing your own very basic analysis, like if you use a platform like ours or another, then it probably takes you less than 20 hours to feel that gratification of typing in some code and getting a visualization out.
Excellent.
And that's extremely rewarding.
Yeah, well, 20 hours is a manageable amount of time that you can see an organization saying, I'll invest 20 hours in your time to get to that point. That will be very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. Just to finish, Martin, can you give us a message? What would you say to a lot of people listening to this who are fascinated, maybe slightly nervous, but certainly haven't jumped into that workflow? What would your words be to them?
I would say see data science and data analytical skills as an essential skills in the future. Just like writing is an essential skill, or for a lot of people, Excel and Word, being able to work with those tools is an essential skill. Data analytics and understanding data will become an essential skill as well. So make sure you prepare for yourself for that. It's not that hard, and make yourself proficient in it.
Excellent. Martin, I think that's very wise words. And this was an extremely illuminating conversation, which I greatly appreciate. Martin, would you like to finish us now?
I would like to just say, thanks, Martin, for some great insights there, and actually to making it sound far more accessible than one might think. I like that idea of less than 20 hours, and you could be having rewarding experiences around data. I think that's something that we could all get excited about. And also the idea that this is a skill for all of us for the future. So I think we've really appreciated, well, I'm speaking for you, Nigel, but I have really appreciated, I'm sure Nigel has, that you joining us today. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Martin. Really appreciate your time. Good luck with DataCamp. From scratch.